Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday, we finished our study of Married or Single. Let's listen as we start a new study today.
And when the earth shall crumble, I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, I hope that you'll have your Bible ready today. We start a brand new book of the Bible. Now, not that the book in the Bible is brand new, but it's a brand new study for us. And this time, we're leaving the New Testament, and we're going back to the Old Testament, the Old Covenant, and we're looking at the book of Joel. And, oh, I tell you what, this booklet is a tremendous book. And you won't want to miss out on any of it. I did this study back in 2013. I started it in January of 2013 for our church and preached it there. And so I hope that you will follow along with us, take notes, check our website out, and make sure that if you miss a message that you can go there and pick up on the day that you missed. Before we go into that, just a couple announcements here. This is March of the year, but it's near the end of March. I've missed two or three Wednesdays of recording. I always record on Wednesday for the most part, and usually I'll do it for about 2 hours at a time, sometimes less, sometimes it might be a little bit more, but usually about 2 hours. And of course, I'll be preaching Wednesday night in our prayer meeting, so it's a lot of preaching in one day. However, we have some good people here, Dick Vaught, who breaks these things up, gets out all of my mistakes that he can get out, and all my stuttering and my coughs and other things of that nature. He tries to straighten that out. Does a tremendous job. I sure appreciate those guys. And this broadcast would not be near the quality it ought to be in sound or otherwise without these good men who give their time for the Lord's work. So praise God for them. But that is normal for me, so I don't know when you're going to be listening to this. It could be June, I would think late June, or sometime in July. And if that's the case, I want to make this announcement. July 25th through the 28th, up in Walkertown, North Carolina, which is near Winston-Salem, North Carolina, will be the National Sword of the Lord Conference. This year, the theme is Building and Battling. I tell you what, they already have a tremendous lineup of speakers. I've seen the lineup, and no, I'm not one of them. I go up there to hear them. I go up there to get fed. And boy, what a great time it is. Great godly old-fashioned music and great godly preaching of the word. I love it. And they are able to get motels for you at a discounted price. Now, the way you go about that is that you go to their website at the swordofthelord.com, I believe. I'm not sure exactly that, but go to the Google it, and you can come up to the Sword of the Lord, get their website, and go to their website, and then click on to where you find the conferences, the National Sword of the Lord Conference in July 25th through 28th, and they'll have suggested motels. You can call up and get a price on those. Now also, as I said, it's July 25th through 28th in Walkertown, North Carolina, near Winston-Salem. It's at the Gospel Light Baptist Church, tremendous church. This year, their pastor, who's been the pastor for 60 years of the church. Oh, I tell you, that is longevity. And God is out in the middle of a rural area, has built a tremendous church there through Dr. Bobby Robertson, the pastor, who has pastored there those 60 years, and church going from a small group meeting to now it's a couple thousand or more people every Sunday. And so you won't want to miss that. Oh, it is tremendous. We also start at 7 o'clock each night, Monday through Thursday. Then Tuesday through Thursday, we begin meeting at 10 o'clock in the morning. Now, there's other things. There's afternoon sessions that you can go to if you prefer. There's also a lot of good vendors there in the gymnasium they have on the property. Vendors with books, vendors of Christian colleges. You can meet all the Christian colleges at one time and get a good view of that. And other great ministries, mission boards, things of that nature, just tremendous. And I would encourage you, go to the National Sword of the Lord Conference, July 25th through 28th of 2016. Hey, I would love to meet you there. Now, one other announcement here. And this is a rather long announcement, and I'm taking a lot of my Bible study time today, but today is going to be more introduction into our study of the book of Joel. But we, as you know, we don't sit here and beg you for money and ask for money. We tell you that your tithe belongs to your local church, and we believe that. And we believe that when you do give an offering, you ought to pray about how God would have to use that offering. Let Him direct you in the use of an offering. Now, we're very strong on that. So what I'm going to present to you right now doesn't cost you a thing, except that you need to have a computer and and access to the Internet. And if you have that, then this is really a freebie for you for things that would cost you money otherwise. Our website, which you would need to go to, is centralbaptistocala.org. Now let me give it to you slowly. www.centralbaptistocala.org. And there's no breaks there, of course. And when that takes you to our homepage, you scroll down and look on the left for Dr. Andy Bloom booklets. They're booklets that I have written. And really, each of these are booklets that I have used to write in order to give to our adult Sunday school class teachers to teach in their various Sunday school classes and have everybody on the same page. And so you'll go to there and click on. It'll show you the booklets. We have 8 up there presently, and they're in PDF form. You can open it up and just read it that way online, or you can print it out, whichever you would feel best doing. But let me just give you a rundown and a quick little comment on each little booklet. First of all, there's biblical church structure. Biblical church structure looks at church history, and then it looks at the office of pastor and the office of deacon, and it looks at what the Lord has designated from the Word of God, what those are supposed to do and what they're supposed to be and how they're to be viewed and how they're to be followed. And by the way, even our Baptist churches a lot of times have gotten away from the things that are there. But what we give you is biblical. And then we go to the next booklet is Building Blocks. And you've heard me many times say, go to our website when somebody gets saved. But I think it's also something good that if you've got kids at home, to somewhere along the line, especially in their young years, teen years, and so forth, that you teach it to them and help them to get a good, solid basis beginning in the things of God. Then we have one titled Church Fellowship. I believe that every church ought to have this booklet taught in their Sunday school classes. I said all these have been taught in our adult Sunday school classes, but this one particular should be taught. As a matter of fact, I've been thinking about lately, since it's been a while, of having it retaught in our church. And then also, we have In the Way They Should Go, Proverbs 22:6. Train up a child the way he should go. When he is old, he will not depart from it. And you've had preachers that have just beat you up because you tried your best to raise your children. You had them in church. You had family altar. Perhaps you had them in a Christian school. And yet they go wrong. And you feel like a failure and so forth. And what did I do wrong? Well, let me just tell you that God was called the father of Adam in the Bible, in the book of Luke, when it goes through the genealogy there. It says, and Adam, who was the son of God. And so, he was the son of God, not as Jesus was the son of God, but he was a son because God created him. And so, really, the only father Adam ever had was God, and I don't think that we can say because of his sin, God was a bad father. Some say, well, God ordained that, and that was just God's desire for him to sin. Well, that sure is a big slap in the face of his holiness. It's a spit in the face of God. I wouldn't want to ever say something so foolish and evil. A doctrine like that comes straight from hell. But nonetheless, in the way they should go, and what have you been taught? You've been taught one of two things. They'll never grow wrong. Or they may go real bad, but before they die, they'll come back. Well, I think both of those are wrong. This really gets into depth of the word. I checked this with some Hebrew scholars and everything else just to make sure we had it right. And my friend, now I want you to have this booklet. It may give you peace because instead of feeling guilt, you need to be doing what's necessary that if you have a wayward child, an adult child that's wayward, to help them to get right. And then we also have a booklet on Israel. Why should Christians love Israel? Why should Christians support Israel? That's not a political stance. That is a Bible stance. And this will help you to understand that. As a matter of fact, this may be something in which you can download it, print it out, and give it to some Jewish person you may know and say, this is why we as a Christian love the Jew. And perhaps it'll also be something that's used to bring them to Jesus Christ as Savior, as the Gospels also intertwine in this booklet. And again, it's something that we used in all of our adult classes here at our church. And then number six is married or single. And a lot of times you say, okay, here's another thing on the home. Here's another thing about that. No, that's not about that as so much as it is. It's showing that whether you're a husband, a wife, a son, or a daughter, or you are a single adult, it shows how in that position you are to emulate Christ and how you represent Christ, that you're actually a picture of Christ to the world in that position, because each position represents something that Jesus is and was. For an example, Jesus was the ultimate single, wasn't he, when he was here on earth. Okay, another booklet is Teach Us to Pray. This is another one of those booklets that I wish that every Christian would read and that every church would teach, because so often we say, how do you pray for your pastor? How do you pray for your church? How do you pray for your Sunday school, and on down the line? And usually we just pray, well, bless them, Lord. Well, the Lord does bless, but perhaps we need to look a little bit deeper into it and see specifically how to pray. Some people say, well, they say you ought to pray about 10 minutes every day. And preacher, I run out of time. I mean, 5 minutes, I've ran out of things to say. Well, let me tell you something. You read through this book, you put it into effect, I'll believe that you'll be praying more than 10 minutes a day. It may stretch out to 30 minutes to an hour a day, which would be a good thing, especially for those retired people, because we need prayer warriors in this country.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all. who are in Christ Jesus.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation for the Bible.